I had one question from Rasamrita Devi Dasi, who was asked, if we don't hear much about Radha Damodar, could I speak more about them? And I'm happy to do so. And just did so during the Hungarian podcast. Although I think I've spoken quite a bit about how they came. I must have told the story at least a couple of times on this site. And so I won't repeat that again. But I'll mention about some of the things. For instance, how they're painted. Originally, of course, they're brass deities. But brass deities, particularly Radha Krishna, should be polished on a daily basis, and that's a lot of work. And work means time. And for me, I have a limited time for doing puja. Generally, I budget 45 minutes a day. That's sort of the limit of my worship. I was able to do that with Gaur Nithai, and I sort of have the same limit with Radha Damodar. For some time I was doing an abbreviated worship, and sometimes either have to travel really early in the morning or something, I do that. Just since I was in India recently, I decided to go back to just doing my non-abbreviated worship, which always feels much, much better, much more Krishna conscious, like it's much more pleasing to the Lord. And that's what I'm doing right now. So I had them painted, and that means that they're always looking nice without being polished. The other thing is the way I have them painted, as devotees who have seen, is that they're looking at each other, which I did because of the nature of which was Damodar's pose, whereas he's really holding the flute in his to his left side instead of to his right side, offering it to Srimati Radharani. Now, it's obvious that's what's going on. How that happened? Well, according to the pujaris from whom I got them, sometime in history of Radha Damodar, he went from the right to the left. That originally the deity was, as all other Krishna deities are, and holding the flute in, to the right-hand side. It sounds good. No doubt the Lord can do that. I'm not 100% convinced that that's the reality of things. I think there's just as much of a chance that Damodar held the flute as that he was made like this originally by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Unfortunately, in the book that talks about him by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he makes no such mention. He makes mention of the entire lineage of pujaris dating back to Swarup Damodar Goswami, but he makes no mention of the Lord's hand and how that particularly happened. But there's a dynamic there. Damodar is offering the flute to Srimati Radharani, and therefore we have them looking at each other. Since taking up service of Radha Damodar, I've really had Manini Devi Dasi and her husband Gauranga taking care of Dayananda Tagore Hari. And when I'm in Budapest, then they're always there in my room, and they dress them there, but I don't have, number one, the time to dress both deities, sets of deities. And when traveling along with hand luggage for one person, it's really difficult, impossible, considering that I have a third deity, which is my computer to carry. And the other is even if I was able to resolve that, it would just really increase up my deity worship to about an hour and a quarter. And my main service is my GBC service, my writing, and I don't really want to budget more than that 45 minutes a day to the worship. However, Shambihari is very, for those who don't know who he is, he's my assistant. He's very good at, very clever at dressing deities. He's the one who does the offerings to Radhadamodari during the day. He even wakes them up and puts them to sleep. He's very meticulous. He's very, very good. He has a good sense for dressing them and a taste. So we've done that before on several occasions, and it may be that in the future that's what we end up doing, is as much as possible keeping him with us and him worshipping them. I'm actually still doing the worship, puja, bathing, meditation while I'm doing Radha Damodar. It's just the dressing that's actually being done elsewhere. And I've also made arrangement. I put it both in my will and discussed it in person, that either when I become too sick or infirm to be able to worship Radha Damodar, or when I do this body, that then Nisringa Pran and Manjwali, some devotees may know them, but they're full-time pujaris here in Ubajadam. And Nisringa Pran is very good. He's learned to dress Radhishyama Sundar, and so they're very dedicated, because the traditional worship, and I'd like to keep it like that, the Radha Damodar, is done, the bathing, dressing, by men. That's how the history has been, and that's what goes on in India, in ISKCON as well, and it was Srila Prabhupada's instruction. Ladies don't dress. They can cook, make flower garlands, assist in other way, but doing aarti and dressing and altar services left to the men. Actually, there were some things that just come to mind now. Right now, as I mentioned, this is, if you hear this generator background noise going on, that's working on the garden that my mother sort of sponsored, the rose garden in the backyard. And I think I've also mentioned before that we made a lake, or kund actually, not a lake, but a real paka kund, out of the waste tank that used to be back there, which is very big. It sounds a little daunting, but when you see it, it's very, very nice, and obviously it's been cleaned out. And so it's a very nice facility that I hope to be able to offer for Radha Damodar in the future. Often I take them out during the summer and put them on an altar underneath a tree. And I'll be able to put them in a little, make a nice boat for them that they can boat around on the lake during the summer, and also spend time in this rose grove that we're also making there. So these are some of some of the plans for the worship and puja. And one thing just to mention, sort of part of my prayers to Radha Damodar, for them to actually come and accept our service outside of Puri, was that they would get all kinds of nice paraphernalia, which is easy to do because they're so small, and therefore it's sort of relatively inexpensive. And devotees often make things or purchase things for them, and it doesn't always or in many ways work. One reason is, and I guess I should say the same thing in terms of Radha Shyam Sundar, one reason for that is that unless you've dressed deities, you don't know what works for them. Works for them sometimes in terms of just their physical makeup, the way their bodies work, what fits under Krishna's arm, in terms of proportions, unless you've been on the altar and seen deities, or unless you've had deities in your hand, as Radha Damodar, it's hard to really measure what's suitable size. I remember once when I had Govinda Maharaj, I brought him on the altar, and his first comment was, "Wow, I didn't know that Radha Shyam Sundar were so small." They're not so small, they're a meter tall, but from outside, the proportions look way, way, way different. And therefore, sometimes when people purchase things for them, then they purchase things that are disproportionate. Then there's another thing, and now I'll just get back to Radha Damodar, is that it's not just a matter of what Radha Damodar is being offered and likes, but it's unfortunately also in consideration of what his pujari, his servant, likes. And if I don't particularly like something, and of course this all pujaris and head pujaris will know, is that if the pujaris don't like something, they don't use them. If they don't like a dress, they don't put the deity in the dress. If they don't like jewelry, they don't put it on. And there's also a real dynamic that people can't see in terms of his arms, what fits under his arms, how small Srimati Radharani is, and what's actually proportionate and suitable for her. So generally, if devotees want to do things for the deities, best if they ask me, and I'll do either one of two things. One is 90% of the time I'll just say, better just give me the Lakshmi and let me purchase things, which I have a jeweler, and that's sort of my one last deity worship stop in India. I just go there and order or purchase things as needed. And he actually even has a mold of Damodar. Or the other is I'll give you very specific things that I think will work. But I will probably only do those to people who are really seeing the deities up close, have some experience. Otherwise, the end result is things that don't really work and that will just sit idle. And for me, it's better to have paraphernalia that's very efficient than gets used. Because I travel a lot with Radha Damodar, therefore I like to have everything just really sort of fit in their jewelry box, jewelry case, and things that don't work for them don't end up being in the jewelry case, they end up being somewhere else. And then from the practical point of view, when someone buys something made of gold, the best use I can make of it is melt it down and have something else made of it. So that's just something else. And I didn't get into speaking in any further detail about them, but as per the request of him or about Radha Damodar, that was it. Radha Damodar Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.